This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. So, if you've been listening for a while, you know that I cycle around the city quite a bit. Cycling for me is more about function than leisure. I use my bike to get from point A to point B. Now, when my route takes me down the lakeshore, it is very much an added bonus. Otherwise, I'd rather be doing yoga or walking. But last year, I found out about another trail in Chicago that may be changing my mind about that a little bit. It's steeped in some history that a lot of folks don't know about, the Major Taylor Trail.
When I first was hired by the Chicagoland Bicycle Federation, one of my early tasks was pushing for the completion of the Major Taylor Trail. And at that time, I had no idea who this man was.
This is Keith Holt. Keith went from not knowing who he was to co-founding the Major Taylor Cycling Club in Chicago. As Keith mentioned, he also helped establish the Major Taylor Trail, which initially opened in the early 2000s. Keith works with Brenda Dixon, who has more Major Taylor titles than you can remember. She's the secretary of the Major Taylor Cycling Club, vice president of the Friends of the Major Taylor Trail, and she's the president of the board for the Major Taylor Trail Keepers. Like, how many Major Taylor hats can you wear? So who was Marshall Walter Major Taylor? Why does he have so many organizations named after him and a celebration coming up in his name? And why is that trail through the South Side that bears his name so important to the people who live around it? Keith and Brenda are about to explain all that, starting with how Major Taylor was a trailblazing Black athlete, one of America's first.
Jesse Owens, Arthur Ashe, all of the other first great American sports heroes, they all stand on his shoulders without even realizing it.
Major Taylor was a world champion cyclist, more like track riding, not the like the Tour de France one. He was born in Indiana.
Okay.
Went out to Worcester, Massachusetts, worked at a bike shop where he eventually got the name Major because he would wear a majorette outfit while he did trick riding. He's not the first African-American world champion. It was a boxer, like a featherweight boxer before him.
Okay.
He passed away here in Chicago at Cook County Hospital, and he was initially in like a pauper's on Mark Grave out south until the owner Schwinn found out and gave him a more proper burial.
And he was in his prime in like the late 1800s, early 1900s, right?
Early 1900s, yes. And when we hear about folks dealing with racism.
Yeah.
And then you hear about the things that this man dealt with. Stories of him riding and someone riding alongside of him trying to choke him.
It's like, focus on your ride.
Right. So he was more celebrated as champion overseas than he was here. But now, since the turn of the century, there's been so much more highlighting of Marshall Major Taylor.
You know, Major Taylor was a trailblazer. I call him the Colin Kaepernick of our time. Bike races were normally held on Sundays, and he refused to ride on Sunday, and they changed them to Saturdays because without his name on the marquee, they couldn't fill the stands. But just to give you another example, he realized the power that he had with his name, even though the reason that he was filling the stands is they were using racism. It was the Black man. Can you ride faster than the Black man? But he was part of the cycling team, and they were going up to New York for a race. Once they got off the train, all of the white teammates was checked into the hotel. He was put in a horse and buggy and was taken down to a prominent Black family to stay with, because they would not allow him to stay in the hotel. And he had the carriage person take him back to the train, and he went back home. They fined him $500. And he at that time, he had not lost his fortune. He was extremely wealthy. So paying the $500 was not an issue. Mm-hmm. He refused to pay it because of the principle of the matter. Mm-hmm. So I'm just giving you this vignette so you can understand how he was a man of principle. I call him, that was the equivalent of him taking a knee the way Colin Kaepernick did. Mm-hmm. It was 2 years later that he did not race, where one of the promoters came to him, begged him, they paid the $500 so that they could race because they weren't able to fill the stands during that hiatus, where he absolutely said, I am not going to pay a fine, mm-hmm. because I'm not going to race if you're not going to treat me the same as the rest of the team. He was an activist before his time. Everyone should know who he is.
Mm. That, in addition to, I mean, like you said, his sports accolades. I mean, I see that he held 7 world records before we even got to 1900. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. Brenda, can you introduce me to the trail? If I'd never, I've been on the trail with you before, but say I never did, tell me about the trail.
It's just a beautiful, very peaceful place, mm-hmm. to explore. It runs through the heart and soul of the South Side of Chicago. It starts at the Dan Ryan Woods Forest Preserve, which people that are born and raised in Chicago, that was like family reunion central all while I was a little girl growing up. And it twists and turns until you get to Whistler Woods, which is right across the Little Calumet River. So if you ride the entire almost 8.5 miles, you literally have either walked or ridden your bike through the heart of the South Side of Chicago. Mm. Whenever I take people on the trail and the full length of the trail on a ride, people are always surprised that, oh my God, I didn't realize we had this much nature right in our city on the South Side. I was like, yes, we have some beautiful, beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful places.
I do want to ask Keith, what are some of your favorite places on the trail? What gets you excited when you're getting ready to ride the trail?
The bridge. And I'll tell you a specific reason why I love it so much is there. And I always mention to folks, if they can do it, get off your bike and just stand there and don't say anything and just listen. On a good windy day, you'll hear the leaves rustling. And if you pause long enough and you wait there long enough, you will see nature. That is my favorite spot because I am a lover of nature. I am especially a lover of urban nature. Mm. There's industry, there's metal, there's steel in my urban nature. There is water, there is concrete, there is grass. All these things exist. And then there is also people.
Yeah.
In my urban nature. And so that is one of the examples of urban nature that I appreciate.
Yeah. Brenda, you've talked so much about the area that the trail goes through. It goes right through the heart of the South Side of Chicago. Depending on where you are on the trail, you could be encountering any number of income levels, any number of ethnicities.
Yes.
Can you talk about how folks working with the trail have engaged community members over time?
Well, we a myriad of things. One is we do this, the annual celebration that we do every year, where we have a strong push to try to get community members to come out and celebrate the trail, as well as we try to encourage other local bike clubs to come out and participate, even though, riding on the trail is not your typical bike club type of a ride because it's urban and there's a street every other block. But we've done a myriad of things. We also host cleanup days. The trail is definitely an intertwined part of the community, because something that a lot of people don't really know about the south end of the community, which is where some of your lower priced homes are, and there's actually a housing project, Racing Quartz, that is adjacent to the trail. That area is a food desert, and so you'll see many community members that use the trail as a shortcut to get to the Aldi's, because the Aldi's is the only grocery store that has fresh produce in the area. So it's definitely a part of the community.
You mentioned this, the annual event, the Major Taylor Trailkeeper Celebration event is coming up. I want to hear you talk about how the event serves the trail and the surrounding community.
The event serves the trail and the surrounding communities by making people aware that the trail is there, and the trail is there for you. It belongs to all of us in the community. That's the biggest benefit to our community, is getting the awareness as well as getting people out. Every year when we do this, we always SRAM is one of our sponsors that always gives us enough funding to provide lunch to everyone that comes out to participate. So it's also a time for food and fellowship, as well as the awareness. The Cook County Forest Reserves typically comes out, and they have a display where they teach about some of the wildlife and the other nature, the birds that you can see. So our young people and older people get to learn about some of the beautiful nature that exists. They have and the different animals that are native to our area. And so it's an educational experience, but it's just a really wonderful community experience of fellowship, engagement, and education about our community.
Beautiful. Keith, you are a legacy member of the Major Taylor community in Chicago, and you've been engaged in the national community for some time now too. What has kept you engaged and inspired, to continue with the trail all these years?
So one of the things is that I do love biking. I do love biking in urban areas and nature, just like I said earlier. And part of the thing of when I first got into this, there wasn't anybody else of color really doing this as a paid version. And so when I got in that and I started to learn, and I realized someone from the South Side, someone who looks like me, who understands about the South Side, always needs to be involved. Which actually leads me into I'm actually more inspired now, or let's say not necessarily more inspired, I'm renewed, because the amount of people who are out here now doing so much, I am just like blown away. I won't say it a lot, but I am quietly just blown away of how much, and the feeling that the steps will naturally start taking moving forward to helping to reach the potential that we all imagine about, like, the trails, the area. I know it's going to happen, because there's so much just growing interest to say, yay, why can't we have that? Why can't this trail be better?
Keith Holt is one of the founding members of the Major Taylor Cycling Club Chicago, and a pivotal part of the existence of the Major Taylor Trail on the south side of Chicago. Keith, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Brenda Dixon is the secretary of the Major Taylor Cycling Club and president of the board of the Major Taylor Trail Keepers. Brenda is also the vice president of the Friends of the Major Taylor Trail. Brenda, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us and giving us a platform.
This conversation originally took place ahead of the 2023 Major Taylor Trailkeepers Celebration Ride, but the 2024 version is right around the corner. It's on September 7th. The ride is about 16 miles out and back. You can register at majortaylortrailkeepers.org. We'll put a link to the registration in the show notes. And that's it for today. Justin Bull and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleave is our editor and executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening to the show. I'll talk to you on Friday.